Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them. He was the one who had reclined next to Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? Follow me." So the rumor spread in the community that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus did not say to him that he would not die, but, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you?" This is the disciple who is testifying to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. But there are also many other things that Jesus did. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that the world itself could not contain all the books that would be written. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
Father, through the word spoken, illuminate the word written, and draw us closer to the word living, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please do be seated. A few years ago, there was a common liturgy in our house, said several times a day. It went something like this: "Micah, I do love you. I love you too, Dad. Micah, I love you more." A liturgy that was well rehearsed until Micah, aged about 5, interrupted things and revised the liturgy. "Micah, I love you. I love you too, Dad. Micah, I love you more." "Dad, love isn't a competition, you know. It's a gift." Clever things, 5-year-olds, aren't they? Irritatingly so at times. So what's Jesus doing then in this passage? The resurrected Jesus who so often, when he appears to people, asks questions. "Why are you weeping? What are you talking about?" Says to Simon, son of John, Do you love me more than these? Is he asking Peter, do you love me more than you love Thomas or James and John, those troublesome kids in the youth group? Do you love me more than Matthew, the tax collector, who you thought was odd at the start but have learnt to trust? Or is he saying, do you love me more than John loves me, more than Thomas loves me? Either way, it's a funny question, isn't it? Jesus, Micah would say, love isn't a competition. Well, let's picture the scene. Peter has been bobbing in a boat, the fisherman going back to what he knows best. And there's a shadowy figure appearing on the shore who says, cast your nets on the other side. Some of the people in the boat wonder who it is, but Peter knows exactly who it is because he's been here before, right at the start of his calling. Having not caught anything all night, Jesus said to him, throw your nets on the other side. And as they throw them, the nets almost sunk the boat with a miraculous catch of fish. Get away from me, Jesus, for I am a sinful man, says Peter at that point. But here, when he receives the instructions about how to fish from a carpenter, and it happens all over again, he jumps in the water not to do a Jonah and swim the other way, but swims to Jesus. Because somehow, between those two miraculous catches, he's discovered that with Jesus, there is no need for fear. Even at the point of his life when he's most aware of his limitations, of his shortcomings, of his failures, he's more aware that the one on the beach is the only one who can do something about it. And so he swims. Then as they pull in the boat, he goes back into the water and drags in the net, and then they have breakfast. And after breakfast, Jesus and Peter go for a walk, making their way through the 153 fish. Maybe Peter's saying pike, perch, carp, whatever the equivalents are. And Jesus says, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than thee? Do you love me more than what you already know? Do you love me more than the familiar? Are you willing to trust me with the unknown and with the future? Because as Micah knows, love isn't a competition, it's a gift. But as Micah is perhaps still to discover, aged 12, love is also a choice. And so Jesus leads Peter through this act of repentance, each of the questions matching each of his denials. Because with Jesus, who we are and what we've done is never papered over. No, it's delved into. Explored, not out of fear, but with the promise of that transformation, of the promise of that healing, of the possibility of something different. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord. Well, feed my sheep, tend my lambs, feed my sheep. Which is remarkable, isn't it? Because if I was Jesus walking around with a resurrection glow, I'm not sure I'd be that bothered with Peter. And when we bumped into each other, I might just say, never mind then the apostle stuff, the being the rock on whom I'll build my church. And by the way, there'll be several PhDs written about what that actually means. Never mind all of that stuff, Peter. It was clearly too much for you. Why don't you just look after the tea with those funny green cups that will appear in churches all over the UK in about 2,000 years? Why don't you do something low-key? No, he doesn't do that at all. This ministry of shepherding is gifted by the one who describes himself as the good shepherd. What Peter is being invited into anew, forgiven, transformed, renewed, is to share in Christ's ministry. To be a shepherd alongside Christ. To be united with him in ministry. Amazing, isn't it? But Peter, interestingly, becomes like 5-year-old Micah. And makes it all about a competition, doesn't he? He's just been restored, made new, invited to share with Jesus' ministry. And what does he say? Not thank you. But Jesus, can I just ask, what about him? Where do I rank? What's my position? Is he higher or lower? Or is it because it's too uncomfortable? Or is it because it's about competition or insecurity? We're not told. But Jesus leads him beyond love as competition, beyond even love as gift, to that thing which Micah perhaps still has to learn, which is that love is also a choice. Peter, never mind about him, you follow me. Wherever we find ourselves this evening, may we imagine ourselves on that beach, called by Jesus to spend time with him, to walk through the sand, past all of the things which have preoccupied us in the past, distract us in the present, and hear again his question to us. Asked freely, in a way which sets us free from fear. Do you love me more than these? Not worried about those around us. Not worried about how we fit in any kind of hierarchy. Bishops are at the bottom, by the way. But set free simply to choose to be a follower of Christ. Churches, likewise, even within a deanery, to be set free from fear, to be set free from competition, simply to respond to their own vocation, to be what God is calling them to be in their own community. Not concerned with what they don't have, but rejoicing in the abundance of what God has given to them. Even ordinary people like me and you, boldly proclaiming the grace, the freedom, the love which we have encountered in Christ Jesus, and inviting people to walk down the beach with him, to hear his words, and with us to make anew that choice to follow him wherever he calls us, confident that wherever that might be, he is with us. And we share in his life, in his death, and in his resurrection. Love. Not a competition, but a gift, and indeed a choice. Amen.